Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to do a Biz Bites with Bonnie, and we're going to talk about being social. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to thank you for being here, for spending your valuable time here with me on the show. I am so honored that you do that. And I know that our time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do. You come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. You love helping other people live their dream. And perhaps that's why you decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find this will be another great show with insights to help you on your entrepreneur journey. And make sure that you check out the show page before you leave. I always have a free gift for you there, and there are links to connect with me on Facebook and on my website, so you can send me an email. So I would love to hear from you. Now, maybe you have a message to share. You know, I always love having guests on the show, so reach out to me if you would have a message to share and would like to share it here on the show with me. I would love to hear from you. So now, let's get into our topic for today. Being social. You know, I kind of put this off for a while myself as I was developing my business, but developing an online presence is absolutely essential to growing your business. And believe it or not, whether you want to do it or not, social media is a huge part of it. So whether you're a fan of social media or not, it's so key to building your online presence and making it easier for your ideal clients to find you. So Facebook and other social media platforms are here to stay, and they're getting more and more used all the time. So if you're not already engaged in social media platforms, I would really encourage you to think about this. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about that because sometimes we make our goals too big, don't we? And we get overwhelmed. So start small. Break it down into pieces. You know, baby steps are so important. I talk about this all the time. It takes a lot of little baby steps to get to any big goal. So you don't have to do everything all at once. You know, there's a process, but planning and using a strategy will really help. The mistake that some entrepreneurs make is that they try to get into every social media platform that they can think of, like right away. And then they're not really active enough in any of them to make a difference. So I would suggest starting small. One platform, maybe two at the most, but start with something. Start with one thing and be active. Engage with your community. Build that community. There's all kinds of strategies around that that you can do that we're not necessarily going to get to today, but start small. So then once you've got an established, you know, presence on a particular platform, then you can go to the other platforms. So take a look at your business objectives, because you might not know where to start. That was me in the beginning. So take a look at your business and who your ideal client is. Is Facebook a better option for you, or is starting with something like LinkedIn a better place to start? It depends on your ideal client and where your audience will be. Now, T.R. Garland, who's an expert in networking, says that LinkedIn is like having a booth at a trade show. So think about what your booth would be like, would have to look like to attract your ideal client. You know, would your ideal clients be at an expo, exposition, trade show, something like that? So if you start with LinkedIn, make sure you have a really great profile, good images, links, says really what you do, and certainly a call to action, a way to contact you. It's kind of like having your booth at this trade show. So think about the things that you want to put in there. Now, maybe you're trying to reach millennials. Facebook is not maybe the primary thing that millennials go for, but it's things like Instagram and Snapchat and Twitter. They might be more appealing. Current research shows that about 88% of 18 to 29-year-olds, which they're basically the millennials, indicate that they use some form of social media, and it's usually things like Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. Now, the majority of Americans use Facebook and YouTube, but young adults are really heavy users in Instagram and Snapchat. And 73% of all Americans use YouTube. I mean, that's a social media platform too. Facebook has 1.45 billion users a day. Now, with the exception of those people who are 65 and older, they don't quite use Facebook quite as much. Facebook is really used by the majority of Americans. And Pinterest remains substantially more popular with women, for some reason. 41% say that they use the site, and men, comparatively, only 16%. So there are some differences. I'm getting this from a research article that I recently read, which is the current stats for 2018. Now, LinkedIn remains especially popular with young college graduates because, you know, they're looking for a job, and those with higher income, which might be the people that you're after, right, as your ideal client. And 50% of Americans with a college degree use LinkedIn, compared to only 9% with just a high school diploma or less. So you're getting higher educated, more, higher income, more affluent people using LinkedIn. Maybe that's your demographic. And 90% of people who use LinkedIn also use Facebook. So there's some crossover. In fact, there's a crossover with lots of these things. More users on social media access an average of 3 platforms on a regular basis. And as far as sales go, 40% of transactions, business transactions, are made on a smartphone. And there are 125 million smartphones in the United States alone. 80% of people do their online research before purchasing something. So be sure that they're going to be checking you out, whether you have a brick and mortar business or you have an online business. It doesn't matter. They're still going to look you up online and probably do it with their smartphone. So is developing a social media presence something that you plan to do but never seem to get to it? Are you procrastinating about it? You know, there are many things that hold us back from moving forward. And I talked about this in a previous episode, I think in June it was. It's called What is Holding You Back? You might want to go back and listen to that show if you're kind of in that place, you're kind of stuck and not really, well, I should do it, I know, and I just don't want to do it. Because there's lots of things that hold us back. Usually it's fear of some kind. Fear of failure, obviously. Fear of success. Not everybody thinks about that. Fear of the unknown. What other people will think. There are all sorts of fear holding us back. Fear that it's not going to be perfect. I mean, I know lots of people who do this with their websites or with their Facebook pages or whatever, and they're working on it until they finally get it perfect. And you know what? They never get it published. So that's a fear too. So let's take an example of the Facebook page today, because that's kind of an easy way to start. Perhaps you want to create a page because you're an author and you want to promote your book or you have a business, and you realize that this is really a great way to reach people and build your platform. But maybe you've not done it yet. Or, like I mentioned earlier, you're, quote, working on it until you get it just right before publishing. And I know so many people who are kind of in that boat. Well, you can make changes, take detours, you can delete or hide anything you want to if you change your mind and you don't want it to be public, so there really is minimal risk. So I would say just go ahead and do it. There's no reason that you shouldn't just publish it. Now, taking a couple of days to create a page is fine because you've got to, you know, have some content on there. You know, you maybe want to think about what you have on your about section, you want to get a few posts out there, but don't take months and months to do it. Now, perhaps that you feel the page on Facebook is too difficult to create. Well, let me tell you, Facebook has made it really easy for us to create business pages now. It's much simpler than it used to be when I created mine a while ago. And you can do so many things with a Facebook page. You know, the functionality of it has really grown. You can add a blog, you can promote and sell your products and your services, you can even have people book an appointment with you. And you don't have to purchase another domain or pay for hosting like another website. But it's really like kind of having another website on this platform. And this platform, let me remind you, has 1.45 billion users a day. So it's a hugely visited platform. Now, you can make this time of your social, you can make this part of your social media time. You know, the time that you spend catching up with friends and family, it can easily become part of your day, but it can also consume too much of your day. So I find it's good to have a strategy and a plan and to limit your time on social media. Because in Facebook, you know, you can easily share the same post across your pages and groups and whatever else you have on there. You can also link your Facebook page to Instagram and get sort of a double benefit from it. Facebook changes their algorithms all the time, and there's currently, at the time of this recording, only about 1 to 2% of people will see your post on a page if they've liked your page. Now, the more engaged they are, the more often they'll see your stuff. So if they like your post or they comment on it, they're going to see your things on a more regular basis. And so it is really important to encourage engagement. You know, asking questions and, you know, things that would get people to, you know, like it or comment on it would be even better. Now, you can also increase your visibility, of course, by boosting a post or doing an ad, both of which cost something. But if done right, you can minimize your ad spend and increase your return on investment. And that's too big of a topic to talk about today, but there's a way to do that. So whether you're thinking about starting with, you know, Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn or YouTube or Snapchat or Twitter or Pinterest or any other social media platform, it's important to have a strategy and devote time in it, to it. Take it seriously and make it part of your marketing efforts. That's my Biz Bites for today. And I hope that that was valuable for you and you don't have to do everything all at once, but start someplace. Start someplace to build that online presence because that is an absolutely necessary part of your business. So until next time, I want you to believe that you can do this and you can do this well. If you have questions or want to talk with me about this, certainly just contact me on my website or on Facebook and let's have a chat. So until next time, anything is possible if you believe.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.